like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Brock, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Carolyn, is it possible that you like impossible?
Well, I really liked The Impossible. It is also possible that you have to be prepared when you go see this Naomi Watts, Ewan McGregor movie called The Impossible, because the subject matter is so unbelievably heavy. So it's based on a true story about a family who survived the 2004 tsunami.
You and our friend Linda were crying through the whole movie.
The two of us were like complete babies. We weren't just crying. We were crying out loud. I feel badly for the theater where we saw it, so I'm apologizing now if anyone...
That poor fellow.
The guy in front of us kept looking back like, are you ladies going to stop it? We know the premise, obviously, because it's a true story. The tsunami in 2004 in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Great family trip around Christmas time. Three young kids and Naomi Watts, who plays a former doctor, and her husband, Ewan McGregor, and a disaster strikes.
One of the great things about this movie is its CGI, its replication of the disaster, which may be the greatest natural disaster in the history of the world.
They play with all of your senses. So when you go see this movie, they do an unbelievable job at making you feel like you are the person who gets taken under by this huge wave.
Carolyn, so what? You feel as if you're swimming with Naomi Watts under the water, being buffeted by all this detritus. But what good is that? I know that movies can do this. They can replicate it. They can make it as if we were there. But what good is it? The rest of the story is about a family being reconciled. And it's a true story, so there it kind of neutralizes my criticism. The true story is about the Spanish family is then changed to a British family. You know, we have an awful lot of sentimental claptrap going on in this.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. Surprisingly enough, I kind of agree with you, because I left this movie thinking, first of all, I left the movie with unbelievably swollen eyes, and it really gets you to the core.
What gets you? Is it the connection amongst the family members? Is that what's getting you?
Okay. I think, you know, as a woman, you go to this movie, and if you have children yourself or if you have nieces or nephews, you feel the desperation of trying to find the people who you love, and this woman trying to find her kids.
Good point.
And by the way, I must say, Naomi Watts, who did receive, we just learned she received an Academy Award nomination, she does a supreme job. So I left this movie unbelievably sad. However, I know this is going to sound weird, I was a little annoyed. This isn't something where it sheds light on a topic and it teaches us just how devastating it was. Sure. There's not even a word to describe how awful and terrible this thing is. I didn't need to go through and relive this experience. We are just focused on this one family. What about all of the other people?
Wait a minute. Now, there are 300,000 people who died. I don't quite understand why, only in some magical moment where somebody drags her to the hospital, that person represents all the ties.
We can argue that it should have been about a family from Indonesia.
Yes.
Arguably, I would agree with that. My whole point is, should this movie be made, but what is the value for someone going to see this? If you want to see great acting, okay, this has that. If you want to see really interesting directing and use of sound and imagery, this movie has that.
What I wanted to do was understand the impact of this on Southeast Asia and the world.
And you don't get that
from this. No, you do not get that. And I think it's a real failing of the movie. You can take any story in a microcosm and then apply it to the macrocosm.
Of course.
But I couldn't get that feeling.
It would have been nice to learn more about it.
I think I had a better feeling for Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Well, come on. You can't compare the two. What's your grade going to be?
My grade is a B-.
Okay, so my grade is, if I could break it into categories, I would say acting A.
Yeah.
And story C.
Yeah, good.
So I guess...
So you're in a B.
I guess it gets a B. However, again, be prepared. This is not a movie you go to if you want to. It's not a date night movie, let me just say. Okay?
It's Movie Time is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting their Independent Film Showcase, a 12-film series rotating over 8 days, January 17 through 24. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brock. Listen to shows, read reviews, online, wcbe.org.
Let's go!